Imagine that you're an heir to billions of dollars. What comes to mind? What thoughts pass through your brain? Hi, I'm Mike Henry Sr. with Follower of One. Thanks for joining me again today on the Follower of One podcast. Today we're wrapping up this series on being heirs of God, being inheritors or people who will inherit. And Romans 8:17 is one of the verses that actually called me to do this series. The verse reads, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him." Again, that's Romans 8:17. I came to this passage thinking about being an heir with Jesus, being a co-heir, some translations actually call it. And as I thought about this, I really enjoyed the devotional time that I experienced because it helped me relax a little bit. You see, I spend too much time worrying and obsessing about money. I don't know about you, but that's been one of my challenges over the years. For others, it may be your health or your comfort, or a hobby, or another person. It can be anything. We can spend too much time thinking about things. And my fear is rooted, or my obsession, rather, is rooted in this fear. The most common command in Scripture is fear not. When I can focus on being a fellow heir with Jesus, the tension around my fear dissipates. I'm free to get back to work. I'm free to pay attention to what Jesus would have me do. Jesus has a job for me, and so whenever I'm whining about has already been factored in, and that includes my own failure and my own incompetence. And so I have to remind myself this when I'm thinking about or obsessing about a lack of funds or being afraid of spending too much money on something. God chose you and me. He knows us better than we know ourselves, and he has a job for us. In and on the other side of that job is a great blessing and peace and ease and joy. We get to spend eternity with Jesus as a co-heir of this fortune because God owns everything. So when I start whining to God, I often like to think that he says, "Mike, what are you whining about? Just get back to work and I'll take care of everything else." Today, let's think for a moment about what it means to inherit from God for all eternity. It's going to be crazy. And I don't think we're going to worry about or want anything. So what's God saying to you today? Does he want you to show up and serve others today? Or does he want you to worry about something in your situation? I believe our calling is to show up and serve others today, to make a difference in their lives because we trust that we are eternally safe in Christ Jesus. He's made that available to us. We're available to serve others simply because we trust God. So therefore, my question for us today is, what's keeping us from serving others? Today, we get to experience the joy of being God's servant in our own situations and in our own workplace. So think about the people that you'll interact with today. Pray for them. Ask God to give you wisdom about how you can make a difference in their lives. And then go do it. Swing for the fences. We get to do this. We get this opportunity to be God's people in the world. And he's reminding us because we are co-heirs of everything with Jesus, that we have nothing to lose. Follower of One is an online community of people who want to encourage one another along these lines. You can learn more about our community at community.followerofone.org. We'd love for you to create a free profile there and join us as we all take part in living as God's people in the world, making a difference so that others might see Jesus. Why not join us? Check it out at community.followerofone.org. Thanks very much.